going to be wonderful. Because when you worship God, He returns that love. You sense His presence, and there's nothing better than His presence. Amen. Father, we thank You for this night. We thank You for what You're going to do this night. We praise You and we give You glory. Thank You for blessing the youth and the children tonight. Thank You for blessing our people. We thank You, Lord, for miraculous provision in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, guys. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to Luke 1:26. Thank You, Jesus. Y'all know what's over there, right? Amen. God is good. I feel alone. I feel like I'm the only one talking.
We're with you.
Okay, y'all talk back. Okay, so praise the Lord. God is good. We've had a great week. Things are, we're in momentum right now. Now remember, we're in the season of miraculous provision. Miraculous provision. So you need to be expecting. So what I want to do tonight is help you expect. And so this is actually called expect greater things. Okay. So if you'll just follow me, walk with me in this, and we're going to get to a place where you'll get the picture here. Luke 1:26. Okay. Luke 1:26. Thank You, Lord. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw them, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Did you get that? The house of Jacob. That's Israel, okay? And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. We love this story. We talk about it every year. In fact, we're going to talk about it next Wednesday night as well. Because next Wednesday night we have to do our traditional teaching, how to birth a baby dream, right? Okay, so everybody loves that. They're always saying, let's do that one again. So we'll do it. So, but I want to call your attention to verse 35 tonight. This is what it said. It said, The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, okay, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So he said, that holy thing. That's interesting. That holy thing. So she gave birth to a holy thing. Now that wasn't an insult, okay? It wasn't an insult. That word, which was from the beginning, that word, you know, devar means thing and word, because a word is a thing. When you get into the Hebrew, word means thing. Why? Because word makes thing manifest. You know, anyway, it said that holy thing, not an insult there. And so the word, in the Word was the beginning, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, right? So he was now in the form of human. So now walk with me, because you're going to get what I'm trying to do here. Mary gave the body. Holy Spirit brought in the divine part. Okay? So Jesus did not come with a sin nature. He came with Father's nature. Okay? All right, so we know that. I'm not going to go into detail on that because we need to go somewhere else, but y'all understand that. So Now, here's the point I want to get to you. Humans need to carry the dream. God needs to seed it and bring it forth. Okay? You got me? Okay. So now, what do I mean? Well, we all have dreams. There's some good dreams, and there's God dreams. We want the God dreams. Okay. So the God dreams then are holy things. They're holy. Don't get all religious on me. Holy means separated. They're divine. Why? Because they're coming from God. Okay. Walk with me. Walk with me. So what I mean is that when you receive his plan, that you will love. Because the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Meaning he'll put the desire in there. Desire, desire of Father. Okay. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He gives you the desires and then he gives you the desires. He puts the desires in there and then he gives you those things. So now that's real important. It's real important for you to understand that, and then we won't jump ahead. So what he does is when you receive his plan, and you love it, and you allow him to nurture the plan and the dream, and you let him bring it forth, it's separated from contamination. Yeah. Okay? Wow. Okay. So it's in this place.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in this place. Like Jesus, Mary's carrying the Son of God. He's in a body, but his spirit's in a safe place. His spirit's good. So, because God's doing this, right? Okay. So, keep going with me now. Luke 1:36 said this then, and behold thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Okay? So, now that's written. You need to believe that. With God. Not nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Right? With God, nothing. There are a lot of things that would have never happened to any of us if God hadn't been in the mix. No telling where I'd be. But with God in the mix, well, I don't even like to say that. With me in God's mix. Right? Amen. Okay. So now the angel mentions, so let me say 38 because it's important. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Holy Ghost epikiasod her. He hovered over her just like he hovered over the deep. Hebrews, the word rekaf, hovered over her, and she conceived. That's exactly how you conceive a dream. Yep. Exactly. Right. You get the plan. You see the picture. You receive it. You begin to follow the plan how he wants to do it. That plan will come right in there. It'll come right in there. Amen. All right. I'm getting off on next week's, but praise the Lord. So the angel mentions that someone who had never had a child and couldn't have a child now is having a baby dream. Because nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Those dreams that you've waited for forever can come to pass. Whatever was barren, we're putting barren behind.
Right.
Yeah, we are. Because we're going to have these dreams. We're going to do what God wants us to do. I was watching Pastor Mac Hammond this morning. I've been watching him for several weeks now. He is now launching into a dream that he had 30 years ago. I'm so excited about it, and I'm partnering with him because they're going to plant churches all over the world. But he's been pastoring all these years. Now he's stepping into his next ministry. He's got kids and grandkids and stuff running things, I guess. I don't know. I'm presuming that. But, I mean, I do know they are, but I'm thinking that's how he's doing that. And so he is now, his dream is non-profit airline. a nonprofit airline. That's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. You need to go listen to it. It's really good. But you're going to be partnering with him because Victor Church is going to partner with him. And so the idea there is that he's gonna be able to put 25 people on a plane, take them to another country. What they do is they put out pamphlets. They pray with people on the street. They gather up the people. People get saved. He leaves a pastor to raise up another pastor. They form a church and they move on to the next place. Isn't that beautiful? And they've been doing this for years, but now they believe they need to get it going.
Right. Yeah.
And so, but I just want to tell you, there you see that dream. So if you've been sitting on a dream for a long time, don't give up now.
Amen.
Okay, now, the messenger came, the dream can be carried to full term, and the dream can be birthed. So now we have scripture for that. John 1:14, and the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. That's how dreams come true. The dream that you have, you use words, and those words will become flesh. They'll manifest. You'll have what you say, and it'll tabernacle among you. You'll have what you want. And it absolutely works. And I'm going to help you with something on that. So listen to what Paul said. He said, talking about Jesus, he said, this is Philippians 2:6-7. He said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Now, what he's talking about here is he's talking about the preexistence of Jesus. Jesus wasn't born and created at that moment. The Bible says, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus has always been part of the Holy Trinity, right? And so that word being says, who being in the form of God, that word being is huparko. And it's two words, hupa and arche. And what they actually mean is from, and the word arche means the original beginning. So he came from eternity. He's always been. We it's hard for us to comprehend that. Well, where'd God come from? He didn't have to come from anywhere. He's always been. But we don't get that because we came from mama and daddy. So but we will get it more and more. We'll get it. So together they mean something that always existed. Now I'm going somewhere with this. So we could say to eternally exist. No beginning, no end. Now, Philippians 2:6 says, who eternally existing in the form of God. So Jesus' birth was not his beginning, but merely his manifestation to a brief appearance in his eternal existence. So this has been very brief to him. Church, your life is like only about an hour to God. You've come and gone. He's like, oh, you're back home from the errand already? I mean, it's fast with him. A day to the Lord is like 1,000 years to us. It's going quickly. Your folks that have gone on before you, they've just been there for a very short time to them.
Yeah.
Eternity is eternity.
Yeah.
So they're not going, we've been here for 45 years and Roxy's not here yet. No, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
Amen. So, now, he was the Father's dream. Jesus was the Father's dream. Now, have you ever thought that possibly your dreams are the dreams or the plans or the designs that God has for you that they already existed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the beginning, God knew you. And he knew who you were, what your name would be. He not only knows the number of hairs you have on your head, he knows which one is number 7, which number is number 14. He knows all that. He knows everything. And he made a plan for you, according to Jeremiah. He made a plan for you, and he made that plan a long time ago. Amen. He knew, and he knew what would suit you and what you would work with him in it. And so that plan already existed. So With Jesus, he's this magnificent God. He puts down his royal robes. He steps in from majesty out of the light into this darkness as a little tiny baby. Walk with me. That's the Father's dream. Isn't it true that all dreams start in an obscure corner like a manger in a stable? There wasn't, dun, 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 the king is in the earth. No, they're shoved back into, under the watchtower there, under where the animals were, in a little cave stable. Right? And there's the king of the world. So in an obscure corner, dreams begin. Never despise small beginnings. They can turn into something bigger than you know. So, we all have baby dreams in a manger. They all came from heaven. And at this moment, right now, your dream may be stripped of its majesty. But I'm going to tell you something. It's coming back. Your dream is going to have all of its glory, if you'll believe God for it. And it'll end up looking like it did when it left your future to come get to you. It's already been to your future. Why? Because it already existed, and future already exists in heaven. And so right now, God already knows the outcome. That's how he could write the book of Revelation, right? Because he already knows the outcome. He already knows your outcome. He already knows what you'll do. He already knows what he wants you to do. He knows what's possible. He knows that he can do the impossible if you'll just help birth that baby dream. And just do your part. That's what I want to talk about here in a minute. So, the great God of the universe chose to come as a baby. Why does he do that? Well, we're going to talk about that probably in another service. We do it every Christmas. But I just want to point this one thing out to you tonight. The great king, the God of the universe, came to earth as a child. Why? Well, let's just go with this one tonight. There are many reasons, and we could go born to die, blah, 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 raised from the dead. We could talk about all that. But he wants us to realize that humble beginnings can produce great success.
Amen.
Just a good thought that God gives you and you follow along with it could end up, I feel the Holy Ghost on that, could end up making your life the greatest. Well, you know, Pastor, things are just kind of mediocre with me. Come on. Come on. These are the best days of your life. Poetry and science and law and constitutions, commerce, like Christ, were all born in a manger. Great thoughts that seem to be like the axle tree of the centuries turned. They started in an obscure corner, and every one of them had Herods who tried to slay them, Iscariots who betrayed them, Pilots who unjustly condemned them, rabbles, that's unruly crowds, who crucified them, sepulchers that confined them, but his dream broke forth in glorious light. Those dreams broke forth in glorious light, and your dreams are going to break forth in glorious light. And it's time for you to believe that. It may be over here. People may oppose it. A lot of times it's their family that opposes more than anything. Sometimes you gotta move on away from that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't love people, but you have to believe God. Mm-hmm. Now, so nothing, I want you to hear this now. Nothing that God brings forth will fail. Nothing that he brings forth, it never has. Did Jesus fail?
No.
Nope. So that's why then we want the holy plan.
Yeah.
And it's the one that cannot fail. It's a separate plan. This is, now, it's like the words this, blessing and toil. They need to stay separated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because the blessing works when you don't toil. But if you toil, the blessing will sit there on the sideline and eat popcorn and watch you.
Yep.
Look at that fool. No. And the angels are all sitting there too.
Yeah.
I understand the blessing's not a person, but It actually is.
Yes.
It is. And so this is the power of God. Now, so I want to give you then, as we're coming down the home trail here, I want to give you a major ingredient that's going to help you keep that dream on the right track. Because the dream is when you're not laboring or fussing about it or backing up on it or... Okay, all right. So what I want to say to you, I want to ask you, was Mary expecting? She was expecting. Was she expecting something supernatural? Yes. Can I tell you that there is such a thing then as supernatural expectancy? And I'm going to teach it to you right now. And let me tell you what we call it. Hope. Hope. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. So have you ever just been believing God for something, you know, and you found the promises, and then you start firing off your faith confessions, and you're working on them like a machine gun, you know. And you're walking to the floor, you got your faith on it and everything. Then some time goes by, and your spiritual battery starts going down. And then you get desperate, so you try to shove some doubt out by making all these confessions again. And you're just working on it. It's like you're trying to make your faith work. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to tell you something. You get to that point, and then things don't work out, and then you think this. I guess I had a faith failure. I want to tell you something. You did not have a faith failure. You did not have a faith failure. So what I'm about to tell you is going to help you so much here. This will help you make it all the way through to your manifestation, okay? Your faith wasn't failing. It was a breakdown of your hope. Okay? So a lot of people don't give hope a lot of attention. We seem to think that faith is more important than hope, but it's not. Because it's not so. When hope is lost, faith loses aim. Okay? It's no longer a mission to accomplish. You'll get that when we keep going here. Before you can understand how important hope is, we need to just say what hope isn't. It's not wishing. Hope is expecting. You see that something is possible, and then you start hoping. Okay, in other words, you'll say this, I get the picture. Right? So it's not just, I wish this would happen. I wish this, I'm just a hoping and a dreaming and a wishing. No, you could say that, but wishing has nothing to do with this. Right? So, You want your hope to work so your faith can take aim. Now, you recall we say this, and we learned some of this in kids' church. I remember way back when Dee McKinney was, we were with her in kids' church. Hope is like a picture and faith is like a rope, right? So hope, you get a picture and then you lasso it in with your faith. Mm-hmm. Now, a better word even is a blueprint. Hope is like a blueprint. Yeah. It's an image that you get. Yeah. Walk with me. So you get this image here. You get this expectancy. When Carter was real little, when he's like three, he's 14 now, so he's a little boy. They live kind of out in the country on some farmland and stuff. And we'd come through the gate. Me and Gigi would be going down there. And they would have their blinds pulled open all around their farmhouse there. And you could see his blonde head popping up and down in that window. Popping up, here comes Granny Gigi! You know, and as soon as we got in there, I had to get down on the floor and play Lego Zoo and all that stuff. But he was expecting. They told him earlier that day, Granny Gigi, you're coming down here. So he was waiting. When are they going to get here? When are they going to get here? When are they going to get here? Right? So I can remember I was like that with my grandparents. Yeah. Only we were going to their house. When are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? We got to go to Mama and Papa's. We got to get there. When are we going to get there? How much longer, Dad? We got to get there. And we're so excited. We were expecting. We really wanted to see them. Now, think about Peter and John in the book of Acts. So they're going up to the gate beautiful. And there's a man there. And what's he doing? He's expecting. He has his hand out. Now, he got more than what he had his hand out for. Can I tell you that's about to happen to you? Whatever you're expecting, it's going to get way better than what you're expecting right now. And you need to take that right now. I'm prophesying to you, it's going to be better than you think. Now just stop and think about what they were doing. They're walking up there. Something had to pull them. They're going up there to go do some stuff up at the temple and stuff. Something pulled them near him. Expectancy. He's hoping. I don't know if you've ever done. I can feel it on people when they're hoping. It'll draw. People will put. I can feel people trying to draw a prophetic word out of me. And that's not because they run up and say, "Sister Roxanne, can I please have a word?" No, there have been those. But most people, you can just feel them. They're pulling. Just like you are pulling on the word right now. Amen. Okay, so they're pulled over there. They reach out there to him, and he gets something supernatural. Here's the point. Whatever you're expecting, let me help you with that hope right now. This is supernatural power coming from a covenant God. He won't say no. He can't say no. He's in covenant with you. And if he gave you the plan, he can't say no. They're going to magnet together.
That's right.
It has to happen if you're in the plan and you have hope. Do y'all get that?
Yeah.
All right. So, supernatural coming from God, who gave you those desires in the first place.
Right.
I made covenant with you.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the desires to do this, so now I'm going to fulfill the covenant. Is that what he did with Abraham?
Yes.
He did. Yes. You come on over here. We're going to make covenant. Go into this country. I'm going to give you this, 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 and this. You're going to be blessed, and you're going to bless people,
mm-hmm.
which is the same commission we have. We're blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
We're not blessed just to be blessed. We're blessed to be a blessing. Now, so here's what we need to do then. I want you to really get these words. Now, think about it. We said hope was an image. It's an image you get. Remember when Jacob got the image and his flock, his cows or goats, whatever they were. I think it was cattle. They turned out like what the image he saw. Remember that? He put up in the ring strike things and the poplar deals and whatever he was looking at is what he got. So he had a very strong image because he looked at it every day. Yeah. Several times a day. Right? Okay. So he's looking at the image. He's not letting that image go. Are you following me so far? So stay in the word. Until you're confident. And here's what Brother Copeland said one time. And I'd seen this again. Get a good, crisp image. A good, crisp image. Like when you're looking through the scope. Or like when you're looking through the camera. And you get a good, crisp image of your dream. Get a good, crisp. Don't just let it be blurry in your heart. Get a crisp image. This is what God wants to do. This is who I am. This is what I'm headed for. This is the plan. How many of y'all know that the plans don't work out until the people who are doing it agree?
Yeah.
So you got to agree with God. Like couples that build a house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to agree on what color the wall's going to be.
Yeah.
You have to agree on the doorknobs, right?
Yeah.
But if one wants black and the other one wants bronze, until that's resolved, the doorknob's not going on. We could just preach that all day long. But once you decide with God how this is going to go, then it is able to come to pass. Now, let's say a couple more, well, not very many, but a couple more things to you. So, here it is. You get so built up. How many of you ever heard this term, stick your neck out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what Carter was doing. He's sticking his neck out, looking.
Yeah.
Brother Copeland used to tell stories like that when Grandpa Owens or whoever it was would come. I got to talk about Brother Copeland. It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brother Copeland. I know you're watching me right now. It's my dream. No, I'm kidding. No, but I am preaching what he preaches, right?
Yeah.
So he's 87 today.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, that he wants to go to 120 because I don't want to live without him. Amen. So Sister Billy is 85 today. By the way, the girls are flying right now to meet Sister Billy. Our girls are. So you get so built up in this that you can stick your spiritual neck out. It's not foggy. It's like, uh-uh. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. It's clear. It's crisp. I can see it. My battery is charged. I'm not going to let that battery go down. I'm putting up my solar thing or whatever you do, you know, and I'm keeping that word on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not letting go because this is the dream. Not back in the journal and you get it out 15 years later and go, oh yeah, we were supposed to do that. I'm preaching to myself right now. Okay, so you keep that crisp. Now here's what I want to say to you. Here's the thing. Once hope gets strong, you with me? Once hope gets strong, it becomes courage.
Yeah.
It becomes courage. Somebody, y'all are getting that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hope turned into courage equals the spirit of faith in action.
Yeah.
The spirit of faith in action. Yeah. When you go, this is it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm acting on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're getting black doorknobs.
Amen. Yeah.
We've agreed and we're getting them. God says black doorknobs, we're getting black doorknobs. And then you go to the store and they have them and you get them. And you put it right and you put them on.
Amen.
That's it. That's how it's done. Once you make a decision with God and his plan and you get the full image, mm-hmm. put healing in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Agree with God that you're healed,
mm-hmm.
that you have the light and the life of the Zoe life of God on the inside of you and all those little aches and pains are leaving.
Amen.
Get a good image. See yourself. If you're older, see yourself being snappy. Running, doing good.
Amen.
Amen. You can still do the two-step. Glory to God. Whatever it is. Holy Ghost two-step. Whatever it is. So get a crisp image and don't let go of it. And stay with it and don't let that thing slide off the plate. And then when you have courage, you'll act on it. It's faith in action. Do y'all see that?
Yeah.
This is the way you won't lose. Amen. Hey, God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Do y'all like that? That's how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it. Just think right now. I want to let them go so we can just have a little class for about 3 minutes here. What do you want? What did God tell you to get? You got to think about it. What is it? And you may not have the whole plan. All you need is the dream. Once you say yes to the dream, he puts the pieces together. Am I right? He'll put the pieces together. But you can't take it over and say, thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye, Jesus. I got it now. I'll see you later because you're going to tear it up. You're going to make it not right. You have to follow him through the steps. And the step is you keep your hope built up. You keep your hope built up, your faith will take aim and go get it. Your faith is like a good dog that'll go fetch. That's what it's like. It ain't going to run off the other way like Annie does. You throw something out for her, she'll run, get it, and start heading right to you. And right before she gets to you, she runs off and throws it down over. Boone will bring it back, but Annie doesn't. But that's not going to happen to you. It's going to come right to you, land in your heart, just like itty bitty poppy right there, landed right there in your lap. And y'all were sitting right there when I saw your baby.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? So God gave us a clear, crisp image, and you took it. Then you did some other things, and it worked out.
Faith was postponing it.
Good things for mamas and daddies. Okay. So, praise the Lord. Bobby's got his hat pulled away down. Hey, it's us. We're all adults in here. They got a license. That's right. They can do it. So, but we're gonna get this now. Because I think a lot of times we think, oh, my faith's not working. Yeah, your faith's working.
Yeah.
It's standing there ready, like a servant to go.
Yes, exactly.
Don't lose the image.
Yeah.
I was thinking, but my biggest dream is to be a huge giver. That's what I want to be, a philanthropist.
Yes.
Well, obviously, I can't do that on a church salary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do the best I can. I mean, my money goes out everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
Giving, 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 giving. This church does the same thing. But I mean, I want to be able to walk up and give a ministry 10 million bucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to be, a giver. That I believe is a calling on my life as much as it is a calling for me to be a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got to keep that. I can't get so busy that I let that thing go. So I hope that helped y'all tonight. Don't get so busy and like, well, I'm not a preacher and I'm not this. Dreams are all kinds of things. Entrepreneurs. We need to take the seven mountains.
Yeah.
All of it. Entertainment. All that stuff we need to take. And we're strong enough in the Lord to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you that we are going to get clear, crisp images. And we're going to hang on to them by continually putting the word in our heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive our offering here before we go. Praise the Lord.
Never think of what you're not.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for every tither. We thank you for every giver. We thank you, Lord. You have rebuked the devourer. And he's not having our stuff. And you have given to us full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. And it starts now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Come on,
thank
brothers.
You.
Yep, the people, if you would like to give via text message, you can give VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Amen. Praise God. Everybody well? Anybody need prayer for their body? All good? Okay. So sign-up sheets are in the hallway for the Christmas party. And the kids are rehearsing right now, so you may have to wait for them for a minute because we're pretty early, but they're rehearsing right now. Nina is the director, and they're putting on a play. And so they're getting that worked out tonight, and it looks like it's going to be really cute. And we've got something really fun for us to do as well that I've been working on that y'all are going to have a blast with. It's hilarious. And then our serious time will be Christmas Eve morning, which will be, remember this, it's going to be at 10 to 10:40. It will be the shortest church in the history of Victory Church. So you got to get in here. We're going to do it, and we're going to get out. Amen? Because you got to go be with your families. But we are going to have church because, after all, it is Jesus' birthday. Amen. So the sign-up sheets are right in the hallway. We're going to have a good time. The party is on the 17th, right? Amen. Leaders, you should have all gotten a message about the team leader parties, okay, party that we're having. So you know about that. Okay, all good? Let's stand up. Hey, I did that in 40 minutes. I'm practicing. And we even had a song.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
Yes.
I felt the Holy Ghost when you were singing.
Me too.
I think you have the Holy Ghost.
I do.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Maybe next week she'll chicken dance around here for us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're glad to have Debbie and Dwayne back.
Yeah.
They were out there on the love boat. See, everybody my age knew that. Oh, did you? Do you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, praise the Lord. Captain Stubing. Yeah, very good. Amen. All right, everybody good?
Yep.
Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.